All right, it is Kingdom Life Discipleship Session 4 on Love, which is the third characteristic of a disciple. It's confusing. It's Session 4, but third characteristic. A disciple is committed to growing in love for God and for one another. Our two base command, our two base scriptures, John 13:34, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And John 15:9, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you, now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. You know, in today's culture, love is often just equated to a feeling. Love is something I feel. But in Hebrew, in the Hebrew language, in the Hebrew culture, there's this word, chesed. To say it properly, you kind of have to get a little guttural thing going, chesed. Chesed is one of the most difficult words in Hebrew to translate into English. It's most often translated as loving kindness. But the word means more than just love. The idea of kindness, charity toward the weak, covenant, mercy, compassion are all tied up in this word. And so when we see the Hebrew word chesed, it's really hard to figure out what that means in English and certainly try to do it with one word. So it's loving, kindness, charity, covenant, mercy. But it's always used to describe God's love toward us, because only a God could love like this, right? But in Psalm 103, verse 4, we see something really interesting. It says, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? This is David speaking of God. Now the pit here, he says, who redeems your life from the pit. The pit refers to the grave or destruction. And the word could also sometimes in Hebrew be used to refer to Sheol, which was their reference to hell. But the basic idea here is that David is referring to salvation, that God rescues us from the pits of hell and brings us into salvation. But then David continues with, and crowns you with love and compassion. What's really interesting about this is the verb crown has an ongoing sense to it. So it's something that's continually happening. God is continually crowning us with love. Now this word that's translated as love here is the Hebrew word chesed. So you think about this for a minute. He's continually, ongoing, crowning us with chesed. This loving, kindness, mercy, compassion, covenant, he's continually putting it on us like a crown. It's ongoing. And then, just to add a little additional emphasis to it, he says, and compassion, which I think is interesting because compassion is tied up in the word chesed. But he uses another word to signify compassion. So God is continually giving us chesed, loving, mercy, kindness, compassion, covenant, and more compassion. It's a really awesome word picture. It is because God has set us free from sin and then is continually crowning us with this chesed love that we can love others. So the commands that we saw at the beginning from in the book of John where Jesus tells us to love one another, this is how the world will know that you are my disciples, this ability to love others comes from the fact that God has set us free from sin and that he is continually crowning us with his chesed love. Now, a great example of what this looks like is in the book of Ruth. Another time we see this word chesed. At the beginning of Ruth, in chapter 1, verse 8, says, then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-laws, go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you as you have shown to your dad and to me. And you know the story of Ruth. You know, she commits to going with Naomi even though she doesn't have to. She's not a biological part of this family. She had no obligation to stick with Naomi, but she does. But she tells her daughter-in-laws to go home that the Lord might bless you with chesed. The same word. So she's asking the Lord to bless them with everything contained in his nature. And so we see God continually giving us chesed as a crown, but here we see Naomi giving it as a gift, as a prayer of blessing. So you can give chesed as you pray for somebody, you're asking God to give them all of his nature. So as we think about John's the command in the book of John to love one another, a part of that can be as an expression of how we ask God, how we pray and ask God to bless people with the fullness of who he is. By releasing her daughter-in-laws, Naomi is releasing them to a better life. She is now acting in hesed love. So she blessed them with hesed love, like, Lord, bless them, give them hesed, but she's also acting from a place of hesed because she knows that if Ruth and the other sister come with her, their lives will be hard and miserable. But if she releases them and says, no, no, you're released from this covenant, you can stay with your families, their life would be much better. So she acts with hesed love as well. So again, this word is generally used to describe the love of God, but with God's help, we can walk in that kind of love. This is a great book, A Loving Life by Paul Miller. Paul Miller writes great stuff. Pick up anything Paul Miller wrote. He wrote a book called A Praying Life that is fabulous. He wrote a book called Love Walked Among Us that's fabulous. This is a book called A Loving Life. And let me find the right page. In our time, with my feelings era, I'm going to try that again. With better inflection, our in tune with our feelings era believes that to be true to myself, to be authentic, means I need to act on my feelings. But the opposite is true. In fact, true authenticity means I maintain a trust through thick and thin. To obey when I don't feel like it means I will feel dislocated. That frees me because it allows me to do good no matter what my internal spirit is doing. When that happens, I'm on my way to maturity, to becoming a seasoned pilgrim of love. The modern quest for authenticity has become twisted into a quest to have our will and our emotions in sync. This faux authenticity is just a fancy version of the 60s slogan, if it feels good, do it. So the celebration of being true to yourself means acting on your feelings. I'm not in love with my spouse anymore, so I'm going to leave. This oft-repeated formula, the logic behind many broken covenants, equates love with feeling happy. The result, we are dominated by the tyranny of our ever-changing feelings. We don't endure. Almost every ancient culture knew that unchecked feelings were dangerous. Even the Greek Stoics knew that if you allowed your feelings, if you followed your desires, you were headed for disaster. Our culture has created an idol out of feelings and became enslaved to them. The question is not, how do I feel about this relationship, but have I been faithful to my word, to the covenants I am in? As Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even tax collectors do the same? In other words, if you love only when I feel like it, then I've really not understood love. Hesed love loves in opposition to our feelings. Love like this strips us of self-will and purifies our motivations. It is surprisingly liberating because we're not trapped by either our feelings or the other person's response. When neither persevering the relationship nor our feelings are central, we are free to offer the other person a rich tapestry of love. That's a little wordy, but I like the way he explains that love is more than a feeling. You know, our culture tells us that true love is only there until it doesn't feel right anymore. But hesed love is so much more than a feeling. There's this idea of covenant in hesed love, and covenant is so much more than shallow commitment. Hesed is always looking out for the other, like Naomi did. And I think it is hesed love that Paul calls us to in Philippians 2, Verse 3, when he says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. So, let's break into our small groups and look at the questions and kick this around a little bit.